Matt?
Yeah, just to kind of support what you're saying, Brother Tim. 1 Kings 10, and I might be stretching the application, but when the Queen of Sheba came, read three verses, when she had come and seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house he had built and the food at his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and the ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord, and there was no more spirit in her. And then we hear her response. It's not so much about her, him, but one full verse. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants who stand continually before thee and who hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord the God, thy God. So we see that definitely we won't get into apparel, probably because I'm not dressed that well right now, but there's certainly something to be said just about our outward appearance. If we walk around like we have no hope in this world, we have no hope in this world, but if we have no hope within us, we're sad all the time and depressed and always looking for somebody's shoulder to cry on. We should be happy. People should look at us and see happiness. They should, as very practically with you, they saw you going up before the Lord. And so part of it was the Queen of Sheba witnessing Solomon. Solomon's not here. So the world only has us to look at. And if it can't see Solomon's wisdom firsthand, it has to look at us. So if we're walking around gloomy and not acknowledging the hope that we have, which is that the Lord is coming quickly, surely I come quickly, he said to us at the very end of the Bible. So we know he's coming quickly. And so we have this hope in us. It should burn up happiness. We should be singing all the time. People should be coming up to us and asking us, Joe, it's great to go to other people, but I'm sure you would agree that people should be coming up to us and asking us, and I think that's what you were also saying. So just a quick application there.
We're just about out of time. Mark or Steve or Sam, you guys want to add anything?
Thinking when we were on the point of learning and how we started out with the thought that he has overcome already. And what he is expecting of us is no different than what he did himself. In Isaiah 50, he says he has the ear of the learned. And he, as a son of man, took in the word of God. At the beginning of the week, we talked about the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. And we mentioned that those were the same things that were presented to the Lord Jesus in his temptation. And how did he counter it? He countered it with the word of God. So this matter of learning, this matter of having our minds renewed, having our being sanctified through the word of truth, the Lord himself demonstrated that. And that's how he overcame. And that's why trust and confidence in him who has done it already is what's going to enable us to really make headway in this process.
Can I give us a verse that I've been sitting on for a while? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. I think as we look to him, he changes us. We don't have to look within ourselves. So.
The verse that Lars had mentioned a bit ago, which is just the verse right before, that's the lead into verse 15 where it says, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. And then it goes in to say, instead of being frightened and fearful of what they fear, but in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. And so, you know, if there's one thing that is the biggest impediment of us following the path that the Lord has for us, it's fear. When you look at Abraham was called to be in the land and he was there, but when there was the famine, the fear of his own personal sustenance drove him to go into Egypt. When you take a look at, you know, Elijah, who had been serving the Lord, once he became fearful of Jezebel, he left that place and became depressed. When you look at Peter, when he was walking on the water with the Lord, he saw the waves and then he began to sink. So it's really that fear that's going to drive us from going the path that the Lord wants us to go. And that's why it's so encouraging to know that the Lord has overcome. He's not going to put a challenge in front of us, that he's not going to give us a task that we can't execute in his strength and in his power. There's a concrete example that a brother had shared with me, and it's something that stuck with me and it's always been helpful, is that, you know, inside all of us, we have two dogs, as it were. the dog of the new nature and the dog of the old nature. And they're constantly at war with one another. And the dog that wins is the dog that I feed. So if I feed both dogs equally, there's going to be the result is a double-minded man, as we see, I think, in James. If we feed the old nature and we don't feed the other one, then we're going to become a carnal Christian. But if we feed the new nature constantly and we starve the old one, that's when we're going to be able to live a life where we don't struggle with the fears, as this verse, and we'll be able to set apart Christ as Lord.
Just we need to wrap up. Our time's up. Thinking of fear and thinking of faith, I would like to give us a definition of both. Fear is faithless energy and retreat. We can make no progress for the Lord if we fear man and if we fear this world. Faithless energy and retreat. Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, for the furtherance of the gospel. That word means moving ahead. Faith, my definition of faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 is probably the best definition of faith. But I'll give you one. Faith is forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. This world has a lot to offer. Not much of it's going to build us up and draw us close to Christ. So the point is, are we willing, as we think about being unspotted from this world, are we willing to forsake all and trust him? Forsaking all, I trust him. Maybe a brother could close us in prayer.